Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Basic Economics 5th Edition, A Common Sense Guide to the Economy by Thomas Sowell, is an accessible and comprehensive guide to understanding economics without the jargon and equations often found in standard texts. This edition, updated to reflect recent economic conditions, continues to provide readers with a clear understanding of fundamental economic principles through real-world examples and straightforward storytelling. Sowell's work demystifies complex economic concepts, making them easy to grasp for readers with no prior knowledge of the subject. As a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, Stanford University, Sowell brings decades of academic and practical experience, offering insightful analyses of various economic policies, their implications, and historical outcomes. His engaging writing style ensures that readers are not just informed, but also entertained and engrossed in the economic stories that impact our daily lives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, principles of economics. Sowell begins with the foundational principles of economics, emphasizing that economics is not just about money, but about resources and their allocation. He introduces the concept of scarcity and the necessity of making trade-offs, underscoring that resources are limited, while human wants are not. By discussing opportunity cost, he elucidates how individuals and societies prioritize resources. Sowell further delves into the role of prices in economy, illustrating how they convey vital information for decision-making and coordinate the actions of millions without any central planning. This segment lays the groundwork for understanding the complex interactions within an economy and the implications of economic decisions. Secondly, market mechanisms and the role of government. Sowell explores the dynamics of market mechanisms and their efficiency in allocating resources. He discusses how supply and demand determine prices and how these prices in turn signal businesses and consumers in their economic decisions. By analyzing market successes and failures, he provides insight into when and how government intervention can be beneficial or detrimental. This section scrutinizes various forms of government intervention, including tariffs, subsidies, and regulations, through historical and contemporary examples. Sowell argues for the power of the market to self-regulate, while also acknowledging situations where government policies are necessary to correct market failures, protect property rights, and maintain the rule of law. Thirdly, the global economy. In this section, Sowell expands his analysis to the global stage, examining the economic principles underlying international trade and globalization. He addresses common misconceptions about trade deficits, competitive advantage, and the impact of globalization on developing economies. By detailing the economic history of various countries, Sowell demonstrates the transformative power of free trade and market liberalization. He discusses the role of international institutions and trade agreements, critiquing both their successes and shortcomings. The global economy segment provides readers with a nuanced understanding of how nations are interconnected economically and the importance of adopting policies that foster international cooperation and economic growth. Fourthly, income distribution and wealth. Sowell tackles the contentious issues of income distribution and wealth, challenging prevailing narratives with empirical evidence and economic reasoning. He discusses the factors influencing income mobility and the distribution of wealth, such as education, work habits, and government policies. This segment debunks myths about the so-called income gap and wealth inequality, offering a different perspective on the economic realities behind these phenomena. Sowell advocates for policies that enhance economic growth and opportunity, arguing that these are more effective in improving living standards for all than redistributive measures. The discussion on income and wealth is critical for understanding the economic implications of social policies and the trade-offs involved. Lastly, economic policy and its consequences. The concluding section of the book focuses on different economic policies and their respective outcomes. Sowell analyzes a variety of policy approaches, from taxation and spending to monetary policy and welfare programs. By examining the consequences of these policies in different contexts and times, he highlights the importance of considering long-term effects and unintended consequences. Sowell's critique of economic policies is grounded in a broader understanding of human behavior and market dynamics, advocating for policies that harness the power of market forces while ensuring a safety net for the most vulnerable. This comprehensive analysis provides readers with a framework for evaluating economic policies, emphasizing the complexity and interconnectedness of economic systems. In conclusion, Basic Economics, 5th edition by Thomas Sowell, is an indispensable guide for anyone looking to understand the economy in a clear and concise manner. Without relying on technical jargon, Sowell manages to convey complex economic theories and principles in an engaging way that speaks to both beginners and those with a background in economics. This book is particularly suited for policymakers, students, and engaged citizens who seek to better comprehend the economic factors that influence their daily lives and the world at large. By covering a wide range of topics, from market dynamics to global trade, income distribution, and economic policies, it provides a solid foundation for making informed decisions and participating in economic discussions. Ultimately, Sowell's work empowers readers by demystifying economics, offering valuable insights into how economies function and the consequences of various economic policies. Thus, this book can significantly benefit individuals by enhancing their ability to critically analyze economic arguments and understand the economic realities behind pressing societal issues. If you would like to support Thomas Sowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.